Welcome back in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have another local home and garden guy, Bob, from Bard's Nursery and Greenhouse, is in, setting in for Tony. We've been talking a lot about the snow and the ice and the damage that it could cause or the damage that you could cause. We also have some things we're going to give away a little bit later on after the 7 o'clock hour or during the 7 o'clock
hour. During the 7 o'clock hour. Once again, we have some tickets to the Cincinnati Travel Sports and Boat Show presented by Ram that's going on this weekend downtown. Mm-hmm. If for some reason you're not lucky enough to win one of these five pairs that we're giving away, you can find discount tickets at Kroger, I believe. Mm-hmm. You can also find it at, I think it's CincinnatiBoatShow.com.
Okay.
Might check HartProductions.com. That might lead you there, too. But I know you can get some discount tickets there. No discount tickets at the door. So if you don't get them ahead of time, I believe it's about $13 to get in, which is a fair price to go see everything that's there. You know, and we actually have a booth there. So. Nice. Some of our lake signs and gardening signs, you know, the signs that go with the boats trend. We've never actually set up a booth ourselves there. This is the first year we've done that. And so stop in and you'll see my wife or my sister-in-law, my niece or my daughter. I think those are the four that are mainly working this show. So stop in and say hi to them, too.
One of my favorite signs in our one of our garden areas for I bought for my wife out at your place called Leave Room in the Garden for Your Angels to Dance.
Oh, yes.
And it's right on the side of our little shed there in front of a landscaping area. She has one of her favorites.
Absolutely. So, And, you know, those are kind of neat little things. And there's a lot of what goes on at the lake stays at the lake. You know, there's a lot of those. There's some funny signs down there. There's some serious signs kind of like that one that, you know, might bring you a memory of somebody that's passed on.
Sure.
You know, and those are what those things are for.
And now's the time to be planning for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
This is where you're going to catch those unique items that you will go, you know what, I really need something different here. Then if you wait long enough in the season, they're gone.
Exactly. Yeah, that happens a lot, actually. People from when we're at the Home and Garden Show, where we have a quite a bit larger booth and some more options, but they'll say, hey, I saw that at the show. Can I get it? No, a lot of these things, when you order a spring order. Mm-hmm. You actually order the fall before. You get what you get, and that's it.
Right.
And there are many times where we order more, and then a lot of back orders.
Great place for people to do some idea shopping.
Yeah, and then not to mention all the travel stuff, the golf stuff there. Yeah. If you're a golfer, get down there this weekend. I was there when they were unloading a lot of stuff. I mean, golf bags, shoes, you name it. If you're a golfer, you'll find it down there. So, but there's really some cool stuff, so make sure you get down there. And then check back with us here right at the 7 o'clock hour, I think, when we open
7:05, somewhere right around
somewhere
there.
Somewhere in there. We'll give you a cue to call, and you call in and win some tickets. So, so we were talking about, you know, the salt, the ice, the snow, what damage it causes, how to maybe fix it if the damage is there, what to do. So maybe what could you have done to prevent any damage?
Yeah.
So first thing, this goes all the way back to fall. You know, we got to go back. Usually when we're talking about prevention, it's not something that's just the day before. So trim up your shrubs. If you have some long evergreens that are elongated and really can, you know, hold some snow and makes them a lot heavier, you know, those are times where you're going to see some damage. So some pruning in the fall definitely could prevent some damage.
Sure.
No questions about that. With your perennials, if they're still not cut back and there's snow damage, don't worry about it. You can cut them back when it falls out and you won't have to worry about it. But for trees and shrubs, a little bit of pruning before we got into the winter season would have been great. Let's just say, hypothetically, we didn't do that.
Okay.
So now we're getting to winter. Oh, my goodness. They're calling for 7. I think at one time I saw 9 inches of snow.
Yeah.
You know, and we didn't get that, obviously.
My favorite, my wife sent a message. For the life of me, I'm losing his name. His nickname is Gummer from Local 12. The weather guy, he has a great sense of humor. He said, could be a half an inch, it could be 9 feet of snow, depending on who you're listening to.
Yeah, I saw some of that. We're going to get 0 to 100 inches. You know, so
be prepared.
Be prepared. But we were kind of scared. I mean, we thought we were getting a much bigger storm, and I think some places did, but we were lucky enough not to. So what are some things, if you had some long branches you really couldn't trim, it got too late in the season, you can tie things up if you have to. So, like, the arborvitae, the tall, skinny evergreens, sometimes that have three tops.
Okay.
If we get heavy snow, they can separate a little bit. So if you take some landscape ribbon or some wire, but don't put the wire right up against the trunk because it'll damage the trunk because it'll cut into it. So put a hose around it or a cloth or something to make sure that it's soft around that. But you can tie those together. So if the snow comes down, it basically acts a little bit more like a roof and pushes some of that snow and ice off to the side. So tying things up is one way that you could prevent damage and kind of deflect the snow and kind of push things off to one side.
Mm-hmm.
If you have some containers, this one's easy. Move them.
That was pretty simple.
Yeah, I mean, I know it sounds funny, but there are, if you drive around and you'll see people have left some clay pots out. And those, if too much moisture sits in them and it freezes, it's going to break them.
Yeah, we talked about that back in the early winter era time, and Tony shared that with us, that I never gave that any thought.
Well, sure.
You just think, they're meant to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you just described, moisture gets down in there, it freezes, it has nowhere to go, so it breaks that pot up.
It just expands and busts the pot. Yeah. So if you're lucky enough that it hasn't done that, but you have them outside and all this snow and cold and freezing and they haven't busted, if you can move them, move them.
Yeah.
If you can't and they are very precious to you, you might want to get some burlap or get some straw or get some sort of protection around them. Straw really works kind of well because you can just kind of wrap it around and when it's done, pull it off.
Right.
So if you have containers, go ahead and move it. So that's definitely an easy way. Another way to prevent a lot of damage is don't use salt. You've seen people use sand when salt got on short supply a few years ago.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah,
I've never used it. I've heard kitty litter works well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have you ever tried it?
Yet. No. Mm-mm, but I have seen a lot of people use it.
I've heard that works. I personally have never used it. So somebody out there has used it and tried it and
let
it works, call in. So, or send us something on Facebook. So there's a lot of easy ways to reach in and around the house. So, make sure you follow those, but you can avoid by using sand and not using salt. That's an easy way. If you are a fanatic about your lawn, an easy way to prevent damage from getting in your lawn is don't walk on it right now. Just stay off of it. So right now, it can be a little bit fragile. It's been very cold. Grass is meant to handle that as well.
Mm-hmm.
If your kids are playing on your lawn, let them play.
Sure.
It'll be fine. It's not going to hurt much. There could be a little damage where maybe they stood the whole time and where they took off or pushed off or, you know, so there might be a little damage. But, you know, they're kids. Let them have a little fun with the snow. We don't get enough big snow to have a lot of good sledding. So, but if you are a fanatic about your lawn, you might consider just staying off of it. So, once again, if you have salt, if it's just a little bit of salt and it melts and it starts to run off into the lawn, probably not going to be an issue if it's a little bit.
Right.
You know, use a safer product like the calcium chloride or kitty litter if you're really worried about it. But if you get a lot, let's just say you're throwing some down by hand and the bag happens to slip out and it all falls on the lawn. Yeah. Try to get up as much as you can. You know, take a shovel, try to scoop it up, be gentle on the lawn.
Right.
If it sits there all winter, you're going to have some problems. You're probably going to have to dig some soil out, put some new soil in, and then reseed in the spring. So, once again, not a big deal. So, once again, don't worry too much about it. Let's say you have a lot of damage on your limbs from ice and snow.
Okay.
As soon as it melts, you want to run out and just take care of things. Remember, be patient.
Right. Be gentle.
As long as you get it by spring or get a good clean cut on if it warms up later in the week, go ahead and do it. Once again, we don't love walking on lawn when it's all soggy too much because we compact the soil a little bit more. We've talked about that on the show. So just make sure that if you're going to go ahead and prune things up because you have some ice damage, just go ahead and give it a good pruning. Make sure your shears are still sharp. We always talk about that in the spring.
But
if you're going to prune now, they got to be sharp. So, and then remove the damage with a clean cut and then just throw it away. And then if worse comes to worse, what have we talked about? Just sit and wait.
Mm-hmm. Patience.
Yeah, patience, virtue. Prudence. So, you know, spring will be here before you know it. You know,
it's amazing how that works. Cause you always feel like winter takes so long to get over because of the dark when you get to work, dark when you come home at work. But then all of a sudden, boom, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
So just, it will be here.
Man, I know a while back, but they moved the daylight savings up.
Yeah.
I actually like that because I don't like it being dark at 5:30 at night. There's nothing worse than, like you say, going to work in the dark, coming home in the dark.
But, yeah.
You know, I know it's January, but we are getting, every day is getting longer.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't be long and all of a sudden it'll be February.
Right.
And we're in Cincinnati.
Sure.
It's not going to stay this cold all the time.
No.
We're going to warm back up and we'll be okay. So a little bit of patience will go a long ways.
749-B105, in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. Our friend Bob from Bard's Nursery and Greenhouses in for Tony today. We need to pause for a moment. When we come back,
we are going to actually go ahead and start talking about the plant of the week, if that's all right.
We'll be right back. Welcome back in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. And we have our friend Bob from Bard's Nursery and Greenhouses setting in for Tony, who is out and about and enjoying warmer weather somewhere else, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And our lucky caller number 9.
Yeah, Mike Leyendecker. Congratulations to Mike. He wins a pair of tickets to the Cincinnati Travel Sports and Boat Show presented by Ram.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Now, funny about, I say Ram because when the trucks were moving in, they came through my door. I was helped setting up the floor on the show, and I had mentioned that they were Dodges. And apparently the Dodge guy or the Ram guys did not appreciate that. So I apologize to those guys if I brought that. It is a Ram pickup truck. It is not Dodge anymore. So, but congratulations to Mike. Hope he enjoys those tickets and enjoys the show. But we have 4 more sets to give away. So we'll do that here coming up. But
sure.
We won't. We're going to surprise you when that one happens.
Yeah.
So a couple things, I was talking about environmental benefits, and I can't believe I forgot a very important one, but pollination.
Ooh, yeah. Yep.
You know, for the environmental benefits, you know, we talk about the bees and food sources and all of these important things, and trees help with that, you know. So there's a great environmental benefits to having some trees,
mm-hmm.
but there are some personal and social benefits. So, you know, and you think, well, how can there be personal or social benefits?
Yeah.
So,
you find the one you love and carve your, well, wait a minute.
Yeah. Like that commercial.
Yeah.
You know, going back, it's social. And then they make a table out of it. I don't know what
that's
commercial
that is.
One of
my favorites. But, you know, what a unique idea to have somebody do that. And I had a similar experience a couple of years ago. A friend of mine had lost a gigantic oak tree in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
His wife's grandfather had planted that tree.
Oh, cool.
And so they had to take it down. And we got the benefits at our house because we helped haul off a bunch of that and used it for firewood
It
dried off.
Mm-hmm.
And she came out, and Terry Brickering is the guy's name over in Villa Hills, and she came out and collected some of them and made some things for herself and her family from a tree that her grandfather planted. So that's kind of the aspect of that.
Well, and that's another environmental benefit of trees.
Mm-hmm.
Heating sources.
Yeah.
Firewood.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are burning that right now. So growing trees to help heat the house and save on, on greenhouse gases from other things. It's a great way to do it.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah.
You recycle dead trees into warmth and
or into furniture or into all kinds of things. So, I mean, there's a lot more benefits, environmental benefits than I even listed.
I agree.
So, but some personal ones are, you know, just simply beauty.
Yeah.
You know, how many times do we go to the Rocky Mountains or the Smoky Mountains or, you know, driving up to Maine and seeing some of the beautiful trees and we just sit and stare sometimes, especially the fall colors.
Oh. You know, you're talking about the travel sports and boat shows, and you see a lot of those people that go camping or go to the lake or go to the cabin. And that's one of the first pictures they post is of the view.
Right.
And it usually involves
trees,
beautiful trees
and nature. And you know, it's a great personal benefit for all of us. We all do love to sit there and watch. And I mean, even something that I've heard some people talk about down in the Smokies because they had the big fires last year of how some of the little trees are already starting to try to grow back.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of neat things that come from the personal benefit of that. Not to mention our food sources.
Oh, yeah.
That's a personal benefit. Definitely, we all benefit from trees. Mm-hmm. You know, our apples, our pears, or, you know, all of that stuff we benefit from. So we benefit because they're pollinators, so they go pollinate more to make more food. So medicines. You don't think about that.
No.
You don't think about medicines and being used. A lot of trees can be used for different medicines and different things like that. So that's another benefit that we have. One I never thought of, but apparently there's been studies done that patients who are in hospitals who have windows that get to look out over and see trees actually heal faster.
Wow.
And are, it's more relaxing.
Yeah.
And I never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that is definitely a benefit of a tree.
It's sort of interesting that you say that is, I know we spend an awful lot of time in the three seasons we get to sit outside on our patio.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Sit on the patio and look out at that great big beautiful tree we're describing and all the wildlife in it.
Absolutely. So there are benefits to, because the birds get protection.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have Mother Nature climbing through your trees. I mean, like right now you can kind of see some of the nests up in the trees of some sort from different critters, you know, and also you can't see them in the summer,
mm-mm,
but you can see them now. You know, another benefit would be, what about the smell of some of the fragrant flowering trees?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the cherry trees, I mean, they say you can get upwards of 200,000 blooms on some cherry trees.
Wow.
I don't know how they count that. But, you know, still the benefit of the smell and the fragrance and everything that comes along with that.
Yeah, one of our favorites, too, is a big, beautiful magnolia tree we have at the front yard. It's gorgeous blooms and wonderful scents.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's just another benefit. I mean, and you walk by and every year it's there.
Mm-hmm.
One of my personal favorite benefits of a tree is when somebody gives one from when there's a loved one that's lost.
That is a trend that I started noticing a couple of years ago, that they, when people would pass, they would plant a tree in their name and in their memory, and everyone would rally around that tree and then come back and visit it.
Absolutely. And it's just a neat, neat way for every year for you to remember the one that has passed on. And one suggestion might be, if you're going to pick a tree for someone who has lost a loved one, make sure you pick a hardy tree. I would not recommend picking something that could be temperamental, so you definitely want to be careful with that. Another personal benefit is just lowering your energy bills. If you plant that tree on a south side or the west side of the house where the sun's baking on your house, you can definitely save on some energy bills. So that's another thing. Trees provide a great backdrop for Mother Nature. You know, for example, they are beautiful along Smale Park down on the city, down on the river. It's just a beautiful place to go and see all the trees. And it's a newer park, so there's not a large trees, but there definitely are some trees and you can watch them grow. And I know a lot of people go down there to take their pictures for proms and for dances. And without the trees, that just wouldn't be as pretty as it is.
Agreed. 749-B105, in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have Bob from Barge Nursery and Greenhouses in for Tony. We're talking about trees. We need to pause for a moment. And, Bob, we have Rick on the line. When we come back, and I ask you a question about gardenias, we will be right back. Welcome back. In and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. Have our friend Bob from Barge Nursery and Greenhouses in with us, subbing for Tony. We're going to wrap up our conversation about trees and their benefits.
Yeah, just a few more little things to touch on, and not to seem redundant, but these are just some neat things. We never really talk about what the benefits are of these trees, but community benefits are important. And, you know, just as trees are important to us, they definitely are to the areas that we're visiting, our parks and areas that we want to go and be with our families and maybe sit in the summer. But I've mentioned this before, but the water runoff is very important. Trees can really absorb quite a bit of moisture. So if we have some areas where there might be some excess water sitting, trees definitely can help with that. You know, if you happen to be in an apartment complex or in more of a retirement community, the benefits of the trees, of just being able to go out and sit under them and the cooling temperatures, but just the beauty. I mean, if you even think about some of the the best apartment complexes in the area, most of them just aren't concrete jungles.
Right. They don't want to be.
They don't want to be. And I think builders in general, as they're developing these subdivisions, have realized the benefits, not just the health benefits, but, you know, how it makes you feel.
Yeah. Bob, we have a caller on the line. We have Joe, who has a landscaping question for you about trees before we move on to another subject. Okay. Joe, thanks for hanging on. You have some cherry tree issues? Did I hear that correctly?
They're sand cherries. They're, you know, the bush.
Yeah, okay. The purple plums.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, I've had two or three of these. They just, like midsummer, they just all of a sudden spontaneously die. They just dry up and die.
Okay, do they come back or are they dying and then no. You never see them again?
They're dead.
Okay.
And I've had to replace them, and now I'm starting to think, you know, okay, maybe I should just have not replace them with sand cherry bushes. Or whatever they're called, they're kind of a dark blue.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you've got it. They are sand cherries. They're also known as Sistina plums. It's the same plant. So I'm glad you called, because this is a great way that maybe I can teach some others to start thinking differently on how and what kind of problems. So let's start with, where are they planted? Are they in full sun or shade, mixed? What are they?
Well, there's two. This is at my workplace. And there's some that are on the, let me think about this. There's one set that faces east.
Okay.
And there's one set that faces west.
Okay, and they're both having the same issues.
Yeah, I've had that on both sides where all of a sudden they'll just die.
Okay, and about the same time on both sides.
No, this has been in separate years.
Separate years, okay.
But it's like midsummer, and it's not like a drought or anything like that. There's no, and there'll be two of them right next to it. The one that dies that are fine.
Okay. And that was my next question. Let's talk moisture. You know, is there an area that's holding more moisture, or have you noticed any difference? Because I would say no, being that you just described that two are fine and one is not. So then we start looking into some other aspects. So we started, the first thing you always want to when something dies is you want to look at the environmental aspects of, okay, what's caused it? Has there been anything environmental that may have caused these issues? And then you go to, you know, they're lined up, so you got three and one dies. The next step I would go to and I would start to really look at is on those, sometimes they can get a bore inside their trunks and it's really hard to see. It's easy to see in a cherry tree because you'll see the sap coming out of it, and you'll see it looks like maple syrup pouring right out of the trunk. On those, they'll do the same thing, but it's really hard to tell with the dark bark and the bark being that dark, and also they're really low to the ground. And sometimes I did see some of that over the last couple of years where I've seen some issues with a bore, and then once they do their damage on the inside, then the tree can die up, and it's usually fairly quick, and you'll see a lot of that over the summer. It kind of made me think, okay, we better start looking at that, and if that's the case, then we may want to treat them with the soil drench you've heard Tony talk about over and over and over.
Yeah, like use on roses.
Yep, exactly. You can use that on that as well, and that'll help take care of that. I have seen more of that than I would like to say, because that's not something we want to see a lot of, but I actually have seen some of that on the Sistina plum over the last 3 or 4 years. So I'm guessing that, and it isn't just a guess, I'd have to see it officially myself, but that would be how I would look at it.
Okay.
Is the plant still there that's dead, or did you already throw it away?
Yeah, well, the most recent one, just one side of it died, and it happened like in September, and so nothing's been done with it.
And nothing was sprayed by a company protecting plants or spraying weeds.
So
I would check that trunk. I would get in there and do a little examination, see if the part that's dead, see if anything's gotten in there. Because I have seen that, and it is treatable. A plum is a good plant. You know, sometimes the Japanese beetle likes it. It's a pretty plant. It grows fast. It's easy to trim. They're fairly economical to get a bigger one, because sometimes big shrubs are expensive. So I wouldn't hesitate to go back with it. I just might be willing to put that drench treatment on it.
Okay. I'll check it out and see if maybe that was it.
Yeah. Let us know. Right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
749 B105 in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have our friend Bob from Bard Nursery Greenhouses in with us, and we have another pair of tickets to the Cincinnati Travel Sports and Boat Show coming up, which kicks off yesterday.
It started yesterday, but it opens at 11 today, and sun's coming out. The roads are looking better from what we can see, so we can't see the road in front of your house, so it may not be perfect,
right?
But at least down here in front of the studio, you could get down there.
And you're going to be headed down there, and you will make sure these tickets are available. It will call, so you can go there and pick them up starting
today
at 11 today.
Yep.
And you can use them anytime during the run of the show.
Anytime.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
But if you want the golf, you have to go this weekend.
Right. If you're a golfer.
Yes. If you're a golfer and you're going for that, go this weekend.
That show's going to be going somewhere else after this weekend.
Yes.
And we'll look for caller number six at 749-B105. Caller number six, give us a shout. We've got a pair of tickets for you for the Travel, Sports, and Boat Show. So we were talking about your trees, and we wanted to wrap up, and then we had Joe on the line about the bush question.
Yeah, we were just talking about all the benefits, and some of them most people know, and a lot of them we just take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything on that list you probably knew,
right,
but you just never thought of.
Right.
But trees are important, and we stress trees. When you do your landscaping, Don't forget the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have smaller yards. That doesn't mean go out and buy a big maple.
Right.
When you have a small yard, get something proportional, but just the natural benefit for you having something around the house. It's been shown when I talked about dust, and you seemed, you know, went a little surprised. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
You know, on the tree side of the house that you're like the shady side, you'll see less dust than maybe where the wind's blowing. You know, so they're natural dust busters. They're natural. They're absorbing all the bad things that we don't want to breathe and giving us everything good.
That's
so
great.
Why not plant it around your house?
749-B105 in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have our friend Bob from Barge Nursery in. We're giving away a pair of tickets to caller number six. We need to break. We'll be right back. Welcome back in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have our friend Bob from Barge Nursery in with us, subbing for Tony, who just text me from Dallas asking how things were here in Cincinnati. I can't share with you my response about our weather conditions, but he said things are much nicer here in Dallas. It was cold in Atlanta when we briefly changed planes. I said, well, what a
shame. I feel terrible.
Yeah.
Especially when it was a real feel of 2 degrees outside when I was laying some salt. According to my phone right now, my phone says, according to the Weather Channel, it's 13 degrees outside.
Yes.
Yay.
That's a more polite way of saying what I said to him in a more adult tone.
Yes.
Which I know he appreciated earlier.
Absolutely. So before we went into break, we were just talking about some simple gardening mistakes, and I'm going to go through a few of these pretty quick because there's a few things I want to get through today before the end of the show.
Sure.
But, yeah, watch your overwatering when the time comes. You know, a lot of people like to overwater. It's actually a big mistake.
Yeah. And there's some interesting times or information when to water.
A lot
of people make mistakes there.
The best time is still morning, especially if you're doing lawns. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing your shrubs, I always did mine. I wasn't getting up early to water. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't. I know morning's still the best time to water, but I didn't.
Right.
I wasn't.
Right.
So I would water in the evening. Just don't water foliages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember you're watering your roots, but, you know, a lot of people like to go water every day. Plants don't really need it every day, even annuals. And you and I have been on the show talking about this before. You definitely don't need that. So, you know, the other thing that people do that is a big mistake is they buy all this stuff and then they do nothing.
Yeah.
So we have one end of the person who overcares for everything, and then we have the person who does nothing.
Right.
And when nothing happens,
nothing happens.
Yeah. And then things start to die, and they go, well, I don't know why it died.
Yeah.
So just make sure when you are spending this much money and you're putting an investment in, and you know, if you're planting a tree and you want it to be big, you know, the first couple of years are really the most important part anyway. So do some of those extra care. You know, probably another huge mistake, and I keep saying all these because all these are big. A lot of people make these, but planting plants in the wrong place. We talked about this before, but you know, if you're going to buy a maple and you have a 15x15 area, don't buy a sugar maple.
Mm,
maybe you need a Japanese ornamental maple.
Sure.
You know, so just, you know, and don't plant things that are going to be too invasive.
That's a very important thing to keep in mind.
There's a particular perennial plant called Houtenia. Don't ask me to spell it, or chameleon plant. And it has this beautiful foliage. Some people don't like it, but it's kind of got a variegated foliage. It's got some yellow and a little bit, mainly green with a little bit of yellows, a little bit of pinks. Has a unique odor to it. When you break a branch, you'll know you have it, but it can take over. So, and it has been sold before, and I've sold some of it, but you got to make sure if you're going to have something, or even ground ivy, which can take over.
Yeah.
Make sure you have room for that. So, and lastly, but maybe not the most important, it just kind of got to the end. When it comes to gardening, ask a professional.
Get good advice.
You know, I was at Home Depot, and I've told the story before, but those who haven't heard it, but, you know, I was at Home Depot one time, and I happened to just walk through the garden center, and there were dead Cistina plums. Ironic that, was it John that called about Cistina plums?
Yeah.
But, you know, and they were dead. And this young lady's just watering away. And, and I asked her, I'm like, oh, well, are these alive? Oh, yeah, they're fine. You know? Know what you're buying. And that's where going to your independent retailer, you know, going to see Maddox and going to see Baitons and, you know, going to see all of our independent garden centers and all that.
Jim out at Lakeview.
Thank you, Jim at Lakeview. I don't want to forget them. And go see the professional.
Sure.
If you're doing a hardscapes, go talk to Margie. You know, there's a reason why we're here.
Right.
You know, so take advantage of the knowledge and the fact that we really love this and we want to be successful with you.
That's a key point. We like what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what time it is? I got two pair of tickets still to give away.
Well, we'll give a pair away right now. We do have to pause for a moment. 749-B105 in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. Have our friend Bob from Bard's Nursery Inn. We have another pair of tickets for the Cincinnati Travel Sports and Boat Show, and we're going to see how quick you are. We'll take caller number one.
Oh, I like it.
749-B105.